basics, and we're going to learn how to be better networkers. And Sandy has asked me to step in and kind of fill that for you guys. And what that means is to take the opportunity to join the right group. So you guys have all kind of taken the first step and joined BNI, so congratulate yourselves for that.
Yay!
Yay! And what BNI does is it takes the time and energy, and it's valuable for your money. The second thing that you need to do is plan in advance. So if you've come to BNI, I hope that you guys have all come prepared with business cards to put in the card caddy to pass along, because business cards are sort of your marketing tool when you leave here. The other thing is know the culture of your group. What type of people do you have here? Are your power partners here? Is there someone here for you to do business with? If not, you need to seek those opportunities out and invite those visitors to join your groups. Next thing is to get organized. If you're in the meeting, bring something to write on. There might be some notes that you want to take. There might be something that opportunities that you might have missed. There might be a referral that you might want to pass along to someone if they're here, if they're speaking and they're saying, I'm looking for someone today. Next thing is bring a business card holder. We all get the opportunity, BNI provides us with a business card holder. Carry that around with you and use it at all other networking functions, not only in BNI. What that says is that you've taken that business card and you value it. You haven't just shoved it in your pocket. You haven't just put it away somewhere where it can get wrinkled up and washed away in your laundry and you forget who that contact is. What a business card does is it shows respect that you care about your cards. A common practice in Japan is that they take the business card and they put it away. So each time you receive a business card, make sure you put it away in your card caddy and don't just, you know, sort of toss it in your pocket. The other thing you need to do is not to push your card on collateral of someone. A common practice for everyone is to just pass around your business card and say, take my business card. Be respectful and mindful of who you pass along your business card to, because not everyone needs your business card and not everyone is going to do business with you. Make sure the opportunity to pass along that business card is with someone that actually can use your business. Develop a conversation. If you're here, please don't just stand around, mull around, and eat bagels. Take the opportunity to network if you're here. Yes, we are here for the wonderful breakfast that is provided to us, but if we're here in BNI, take the opportunity to network and use it wisely. Come early, stay late if you have to. Use the time and space that you have here. Seek out valuable contacts. Is there someone here that you want to do business with? Is there a visitor here that you can do business with? Take that time, take that opportunity, do business, use BNI. Also, debrief. When you come back from your networking meeting, is there something of value that you need to take away from your networking meeting? Is there a referral that you need to pass along? Is there someone that you need to do business with? Is there something of value that you need to take away from this meeting to further BNI after you leave? Follow up. If you received a referral today, follow up. Don't wait. Don't wait 2 weeks. Don't wait the next day. Try to make the phone call the next day. Don't take the referral and say, this is great, I got a referral in BNI today, this is awesome. No, follow up. If there's visitors that came here, follow up with them, do a good job. If there's someone that you have not done a one-to-one with in a while, you never know, an opportunity may arise. And that's your BNI educational moment for today. Thank you.